From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President-elect Donald Trump's administration is slowly taking shape. Trump tapped Senator Jeff Sessions to become his attorney general, Congressman Mike Pompeo as director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn as his national security advisor. Flynn has championed Trump's promise to take a more aggressive stance on terrorism. The former CIA and National Security Agency head, General Michael Hayden, says the new job will be challenging for Flynn.
I do think most of his life experience has been at the tactical level, where he has been incredibly successful in the fight against terrorism.
Unlike Sessions and Pompeo, Flynn will not need confirmation by the U.S. Senate. An official with the president-elect Donald Trump's transition team says he will meet Saturday with Mitt Romney, who has been mentioned in recent days as a potential candidate for Secretary of State. New York's Attorney General says President-elect Trump has agreed to a $25 million settlement to resolve three lawsuits over Trump University, his former school for real estate investors. These suits had alleged that Trump's university failed to deliver the quality real estate investing education it promised. The deal doesn't require Trump to acknowledge wrongdoing. And religious violence targeting Hindus in Bangladesh has many Bangladeshi Hindus feeling increasingly unsafe in the Muslim-majority nation and are planning to move to Hindu-majority India. But several ethnic groups in the Indian border state of Assam say they would not allow the Bangladeshis to settle in that area. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The official Saudi press says a Saudi-led military coalition has declared a 48-hour ceasefire in Yemen. The truce is set to begin at noon Saturday local time, 0900 UTC. The coalition said in a statement the truce would be extended the Houthi rebels allowed the humanitarian aid deliveries to besieged cities. Yemen, on the southern edge of the Arabian Peninsula, has been in the midst of a civil war since September of 2014, when Houthis swept into the capital, Sana'a, and overthrew the government of President Abdel Rab Mansour al-Hadi. President Barack Obama is on the final leg of his final foreign trip to Lima, Peru's capital, where he will seek to reassure U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region following the election of Donald Trump. Obama made his focus on Asia and the Pacific, called a pivot or Asia rebalance, the cornerstone of his foreign policy. But that could change substantially after he leaves office in 9 weeks. The president and his free trade allies have pushed hard for years to put the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, or TPP, into action. But on the campaign trail, the Republican nominee, now President-elect Trump, has suggested he would disengage from Asia, calling TPP not in the best interest of America. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus no longer poses a world public health emergency, but stressed the need for a long-term response to the mosquito-borne disease. Dr. David Heyman is the chairman of the WHO's Emergency Committee on Zika.
Because research has now demonstrated that the Zika virus infection and microcephaly are associated, the committee felt that what is best now is a very robust technical response to the virus.
Brazil, which has seen the worst of the Zika crisis, said Friday it would maintain its emergency status. More than 2,000 babies have been born with microcephaly since last year, most of them in Brazil. Haiti is going ahead with its rescheduled national elections on Sunday. Voting was delayed after Hurricane Matthew ravaged the Caribbean state last month. 6 million Haitians are eligible to vote for one of 27 presidential candidates, as well for members of both houses of parliament. Haitian authorities confirmed Friday that voting will go ahead even though much of the country's southwest is still dealing with serious storm damage. All of those offices are due to be decided on Sunday, although runoff and second-round votes will be necessary in many cases. And U.S. officials in the state of California say drought has significantly increased the number of dead trees in the state, which in turn increases the risk of wildfires. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.